Jeeve, agus Falchi, good evening, Clark, come and look, Clark, scale, and a shock, and a shock. Let me, Tom Comack, with you as always until 9 o'clock. And, well, a very busy programme lined up tonight, reflecting back on the GAA's annual Congress in Carlow, which has attracted some attention and some very negative publicity, of course, in relation to, or negative reaction in relation to a number of high profile motions that were passed, including the introduction of the mark from kickouts in Gaelic football, the reduction of under 21 football to under 20 and minor to under 70. We're going to reflect on those in the company of former County Stars Manus Boyle of Donegal and Noel McGinn of Tyrone. And but first of all, we're going to be joined. We're joined by Donegal Centre Council Delegate Seamus O'Donnell. And well, Seamus, of course, was one of the Donegal delegates at the GAA Congress on Friday and Saturday down in Carlow. And Seamus, first of all, a very good night to you and welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Tom. Good to speak to you.
And I know you had a busy weekend, but in terms of Congress, I suppose the main issues were have been in the public in the press since anyway, and in the media are the mark, the under 21 to 20, and the minor to under 17. But you were there, and Donegal, of course, had a motion of their own as well, which we were very interested in from a club point of view, and that was maybe to overturn a motion passed at last year's Congress.
Well, absolutely. In last year's Congress, I suppose, there was a motion passed whereby players who were still competing with the minor county squad would not be permitted to play adult football within their club. And the rationale that we had, and it was Bundoran who took this motion to county convention, and the reasoning behind it was that Donegal, as everybody listening there tonight will know, is a very rural county, and many of the reserve and indeed third teams within our club structures depend on minor players to field teams week in, week out. And we were of the belief, as we were in 2015, again in 2016, and we felt so strongly about it in 2016 that indeed we had a motion in stating that these players should be available to their reserve or their third teams so as the clubs would be in a position to fulfil fixtures. However, that was defeated, and it was defeated quite strongly. But we did receive over 40% support for it, but of course we needed two-thirds majority. Now, it pales into somewhat irrelevance because another decision taken means that the minor championship from 2018 onwards will effectively be an under 17 championship, so it won't be that important. However, we felt strong enough about the matter to put a motion down.
But obviously, it's going to be an issue for this year and next year.
It will be a big issue in 2016. We foresee it will also be an issue in 2017, 2018. It will iron itself out because the minor championship is moving to under 17, and many clubs have said it to me. On a personal and private basis, that they will have massive difficulties in fulfilling fixtures because they will not be permitted to play minor teams or permitted to play minor players who are playing with their champions, their counties. And the unfortunate aspect of this is that the elitism that seems to be creeping into the game means that if a club has a county representative within their squad at whatever age group, it appears that it is almost a disadvantage to the club, because they won't have them for many league fixtures. They won't have them for any league fixtures if they're a member of the minor squad. And it is becoming more difficult and more challenging to fit in club players around the inter-county team, something which needs serious investigation, something which requires a new thinking by the GAA. Because if we think about the percentages, over 98% of the players who play senior adult football in the GAA do not play in inter-county squads, but of that 98%, they are the ones who are suffering if their county or counties are successful in the All-Ireland series.
And we all know, obviously, the importance of a county minor is going to be to a club team, and maybe not to maybe some of the big, strong senior teams, but certainly to junior teams and intermediate teams, and even to senior reserve teams as well. But I suppose the argument put last year and the argument for it is that these players are elite players, and they are the ones that we always hear about, this burnout and getting too much football, and maybe it's the protection of players in fairness, in defence of the proposers of the motion.
Well, absolutely, and player burnout is a very important matter which has come up in recent years. But to be fair, when we do discuss player burnout, it's very important to state that no club, I don't know of any club player who has been burned out by their club, and there is generally speaking a good interaction among a minor manager, a senior manager and a reserve manager, or indeed an under-17 manager for that fact within the club. And we would be of the opinion that the training and the high density and calibre of training that an individual will be doing with the county squads is much more intense than that would be done at club level, and therefore the burnout occurs more with county than it does with club. Look, we're not saying that we were right, but we're saying that in the particular case of Donegal, it will make it more difficult to field fixtures. That's something that will be either proven right or wrong later on in the year, but it was a feeling that clubs and indeed the county executive felt strongly enough to put this motion down. Tyrone, incidentally, also had the motion down to repeal that decision. And it was spoken by the Tyrone County Chairperson. And again, then our County Chairperson, Sean Dunyan, backed that up very eloquently and very well. But there were a number of larger counties and indeed some dual counties that would have spoken strongly against the motion, and the motion was defeated.
Yeah, and you mentioned you got 40% of the vote, but still you needed 66, wasn't it?
Two-thirds majority is needed to overturn any decision at Congress. The vote that was received was in the region of 46-47% from memory. I don't have it in front of me just at the minute. Or 45%, actually, I do have it in front of me. But it would have needed 66%, so we were over 20% short anyway. But it does merit, I suppose, it was one of the motions that were closer.
And I suppose, in fairness, I suppose the fact that the minor had been reduced from 18 to 17 probably had an impact as well.
Well, it did because I suppose counties and executives and delegates were saying that this will only be a matter for 2 years. Other decisions that were taken in Congress will have bigger, wider-ranging factors for counties and for club squads. And the two people that are with you tonight will maybe delve into that a little bit more. But it was an interesting Congress. Mm-hmm. It was one that Pádraic Duffy, the Arch Steward, had released a document late in 2015 in regards to player burnout. Half of what he wanted implemented was implemented and the other half was not, which kind of leaves everything up in the air, and it kind of looks after club players on one hand and on the other hand it doesn't. So it's unfortunate. They should have all been taken together or known taken at all, and that would have left it as was.
I think they became, the ones that failed became a victim of the 66% rule, didn't they? Because there was probably a majority for them, if I'm reading from Martin Breheny today in the Irish Independent.
Well, absolutely, but what actually happened, and the simplicity of it is that the ones that passed were taken on the Friday night and the ones that failed were taken on the Saturday. So when the momentum was with the motions on the Friday night, and indeed we went on until after 10 o'clock, it would have been maybe more sensible to take the whole bracket of motions in regards to player burnout on the Friday evening and then move on to
other matters. Do you think that had an influence?
Well, I think it had some influence. I think when the momentum was there on Friday night, when people seemed to have been taking on board player burnout, when arguments had been made previously by members of management and by members of counties, and people sided with that, a smooth transition then would have said, well, we voted for the last one, so it's proper order to vote for all of these that are included within the player burnout document. But that break in the middle of 12 or 13 hours seemed to kind of rejig your reconcentrate mind, and things were much more difficult to process through the channels on Saturday morning.
It wasn't that there was different delegates turning up on Saturday or anything, though.
Well, it wasn't, no, because I mean, all of the delegates that would have been there on the Friday night would have been there again on the Saturday morning. And of course, then there was a lot of discussion, I suppose, and counties were talking between themselves on the Friday evening as well. Some of the more contentious issues are the mark, and just for the record, Donegal would have voted against bringing in the mark, because we do believe within Donegal, especially in the executive, that it will slow up the game. We have some great fielders in Donegal, but we don't believe that it is a good asset to the game, and it's not going to bring a good flow to the game. And the whole ethos of Gaelic games is to keep the thing flowing. We're often critical of referees who blow the whistle too often, and what we're effectively doing now is we're slowing up the game further, and I don't think it's going to be an asset either to the player or the spectator. We have a very good game and we should appreciate it for what it is. If it requires minor tweaks, that's okay. But such a thing as the mark, I believe, is a big decision to make, and one which, if anything, could have been piloted or tried maybe in the McKenna Cup structures or even the Sigerson Cup structures, rather than bringing it in at a very senior level.
Yeah, and just staying with the underage team for a moment, and I know it was Donegal didn't have any motion on it, but you did support a motion from Cork, and it's one that cropped up here and had been mentioned to me numerous times as well, and we've heard it at county board meetings and county convention. This is where a 17-year-old isn't allowed play for his adult club team.
Well, the motion in its entirety is going to be taken in anyway. I mean, as it currently was, what that was actually doing is it is formalising the actual rule. So you would have had a situation previously that it would have been as the player turns 17, they were then permitted to play for their club at a senior level. What we are saying now is that you must be over 17. And that means that it brings it clear because, for instance, if Club A is playing Club B, and Club A says, well, this guy turned 17 yesterday. How is Club B to know that? So it just formalises it. It makes it more formal. You know that they are then under 18 and over 17 at the time. And it brings it in line with the rules that have been passed in regard to the under 17 championship becoming minor, which will mean that there'll be less stress on players because they won't be doing the leaving cert. And following with that, then the under 21 championship at intercounty level becomes the under 21 championship. It's important to stress as well that the club championships, the minor will remain at under 18 and the under 21 will remain at under 21.
But just I'm not clear on this 17-year-old, he's not allowed to play club football, adult club football. That was passed at last year's convention or Congress, but was there not a motion to overturn that as well?
Well, the motion whereby...
Well, maybe not to overturn it, but I saw the Cork motion where they had different categories where fellas could play reserve football or whatever, but not maybe senior championship or stuff like that at 17.
What it was basically meaning was that a 17-year-old would be permitted to play in reserve championships and would be permitted to play reserve football, but would not be permitted to play senior championship football. That basically means... that maybe somebody who is not as developed as the senior players wouldn't be thrust in and getting injured and getting badly injured. And that's where player burnout can also come. So
And in relation to league football, are they allowed to play league football or was that?
No, they're not allowed to play any senior championship. And I don't have the rule in front of me, so I'm not going to say if they are allowed to play league or not. Yeah. I can clarify it for you, but I'm just not sure it's...
And look at Seamus, thanks for that. I don't know if you can stay with us or not. I have
managed. I can indeed. Yeah,
that's good. You can stay with us. Tato, I guess the class on Clarkham and Luke Lasky and Lashock on the show. Me, Tom Cormack. That's the voice of Seamus O'Donnell there, the Donegal representative at the Centre Council, of course, who was a member of the Donegal delegation at last weekend's Congress, Friday night and Saturday, down in Carlow, of course, which brought in those new rules in relation to the mark and the reduction of minor to under 17 and under 21 to under 20. I'm delighted to see him joined by Manus O'Boyle of Donegal. Good night to you, Manus.
Good night, Tom. Good evening.
And also to Noel McGinn from Tyrone, of course, Noel, a regular contributor here as well. Noel, good night to you. We haven't got Noel just yet. Jimmy's working on that one. Manus, anyway, in relation to, obviously, the mark is the one, I suppose, that has been grabbing most of the headlines, and we'll talk about that in a moment or so. But first of all, what do you make of Congress and the decision to reduce under 21 to under 20? Because I know, obviously, an All-Ireland under 21 winner with Donegal in 1987, under 21 competition was something that held dear to you, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I suppose a couple of years ago, Tom, they were talking about scrapping the competition, which I certainly would have been against at the time. Whether reducing it to 20, and because the fact that they pulled back the minors to under 17, it probably allows you to go ahead with it as an under 20 championship. But those little tweaks, I'm at a loss to know what this is going to do for player burnout and for player welfare. Because as far as I see, what they're doing is that they're just, instead of young fellas coming into county football really at 16, 17, they're now going to come in at 15 because you're going to lead a couple of years lead up to your minor team. So they're just putting it back a year. They're not helping it. They're putting it back a year. Also, there is no there doesn't seem to be any limit on the training that can be done at underage level or at even at under 20 level. And I think that's where the majority of the burnout and the majority of the problems are with player and their welfare, you know.
Yeah.
I think that it'd be unfair to get anything that they've done without, first of all, going through, you know, to have a year or two of it, of under 17 and under 20. I think it'd be wrong. But I think that group of 19, 20-year-olds are the same players that are going to be asked to play for their club under-20s, their club senior team. They're going to be playing college football, and then they're asked to play county football. I think it's because they're playing for so many, five or six different managers, five or six different teams, that the problem exists. And that hasn't been addressed. And the fact that they're going to play this under-20 competition in July and August is just another nail in the coffin for any club football to go on, whether it be in Donegal or the rest of the country, you know.
Yeah, but it's pretty restricted as well. It's confined to 18 to 20-year-olds. And if a player is in a county senior panel and I think makes a senior panel for a championship game, he's ineligible to play.
Yeah, but at the same time, Tom, I mean, they're going to call off club games in a way. And the majority of under-21 players will have progressed through the minor or under-17 team anyway. And they will be all playing college, whether it be Sigerson or any other, they will be playing college football. So it's the same group that we haven't addressed at no time. You know, in the last couple of congresses, we just haven't addressed that player burnout. Now, confining it to 2 months, in my mind, is very, you know, it's full on again. It's throwing these lads out. If you have to play four games in Ulster, an All Ireland semi final, you're going to play six championship games within 8 weeks if you won that under-20 competition.
Yeah,
you know, which is fairly full on, Tom. I mean, we don't ask our senior inter-county players who are fitter, who are stronger, who are better progressed, who are better looked after, to do the same thing. We give them a whole summer to play a championship.
Thought to a Geisha Clash and Clark coming, Luke Class, Gail, the shock on the show, to meet Tom Comack, my guest tonight, or Seamus O'Donnell, the Donegal representative on the Central Council, of course, who outlined, what was passed at, or what failed to be passed, at Congress, of course, a Donegal motion, which was, and a Tyrone motion, to allow, minor players play club football, during, their inter-county season, or their inter-county championship season. I'm delighted to see him joined on the line as well by former Tyrone star, Noel McGinn, of course, a regular contributor here to the programme. Noel, a very good night to you.
Yes, Tom, how are you?
And tell me, what's the feeling in Tyrone? What's Noel McGinn's feeling about, first of all, the under-21? I know we're going to talk a little bit in depth about the mark and possibly even minor, but what's the feeling in Tyrone? You're the reigning All-Ireland champions at under-21, as we know too well here in Donegal. What's the feeling in relation to the reduction from under-21 to under-20?
Well, I think the vast majority of people are still trying to come to terms with the thinking behind it, because I don't think an awful lot of thinking has gone into it. It's like a lot of the things that have happened at Congress, black card last year, or a couple of years ago, the mark as well. I think there's some people who just want to make a name for themselves and decide to pursue a particular course of action. I don't see the benefits, and I was just listening to that. I really don't see the benefits to any group of players. One of the big issues that we would see here, and we find it particularly around minor and with colleges football, Tom, you know, the McCrory Cup and so on. Every single manager who has a bunch of players almost feels that he has ownership of those bunch of players. Every single one has their season, or you know, the peak season is at different times. I just watching there in the Sigerson Cup, and the number of lads who were probably trying to peak for Sigerson while at the same time trying to be members of a National League squad, and possibly then also being members of successful club teams that are competing at various levels. It's a very, very difficult thing. And this trying to square the circle and cope with player burnout, I honestly don't think that this is going to help it in any way, shape or form. It's just moved the goalposts slightly. It hasn't really addressed the problem. And the vast majority of people in Tyrone that I speak to would feel that is definitely the case.
And in terms of the under 21, and obviously you're the all reigning All-Ireland champions, it is squeezed in even as it is at the moment, and it does cause friction between county senior and under 21 squads, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I know that we used to believe there was a certain friction or lack of cooperation, for want of a better phrase, within Tyrone. But I know, having spoken to Mickey Hart, Mickey Hart is very, very happy with the cooperation that he gets from Fergal Logan and the present management. I'm not saying it was bad in the past, but there's a really good lines of communication. And it's definitely working well. And like anything else, Tom, unless you have cooperation, unless you have agreement, you know, because you're calling players, and the last thing you want is players going to games or training sessions feeling that they're annoying one manager by attending another session, and you want a different message being produced. You know, if they're all singing from the same hymn sheet and they're all following the same type of training and structures, well, I think it helps. And that's one of the big things this year that Mickey Hart will maintain, that, you know, there's definitely... they're working closely together, working well together, and I think that's to everyone's benefit.
Yeah, we better watch out. Tyrone are going to be dangerous. Come here and tell me, what's the feeling about minor to under 17? Is there maybe more of a welcome for that?
No, I don't think. I think it's the same thing. People are still trying to come to terms and wonder what's the benefit, what long term, what really is going to, you know, how is it going to benefit players, how is it going to benefit clubs, how, you know.
Well, the first thing I will say to that, and I suppose the other proposer will say, you know, it's a final year in second level school for a lot of guys coming up to 18, and it certainly eases the pressure on them.
Well, I have to say, and I haven't spoken, and again, I'd love to know how much research was done and how many players were spoken to and so on. But I've spoken to quite a few players who see minor football and that as a welcome distraction. You know, for a couple of nights a week where they can go out for a couple of hours and address the apply themselves to that, and then come back and address the studies and apply themselves to that as well. And, you know, all work and no play, as the old saying goes, I think isn't a good thing either. But, you know, I really, as I say, I'd love to see the research that proves that this needs to be addressed, because I'm not convinced it actually does. And the minor players I speak to are more than happy with the situation as it is presently.
Manus Boyle on the minor to under 17.
Yeah, you know, the leaving cert has been around. I hear the leaving cert being one of the excuses being bandied about, but the leaving cert has been about for 30 or maybe 40 years, Tom, and they're getting around to changing. I'm in agreement with Nola. I mean, until I see it panned out, I don't see really how it's going to solve the problem. I just think it pushes the problem back to, instead of 16-year-olds coming through into your minors, you're pushing back now and you're training 15-year-olds to play inter-county football. And I just think it pushes it back to another age group, and it's getting younger and younger.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see the... as Noel says, I don't know who looked into it or who done the studies on it or the surveys on it, but... You know, it may have just been something that sounded like a good idea in a meeting in a boardroom somewhere, and it's just passed, you know. But I don't see the benefits straight away, you know.
And Seamus O'Donnell, thank you for staying with us. And I know you were at the Congress, as we mentioned earlier. What was the reasoning behind, say, the minor to under 17? What was the people that were proposing it? What was the rationale?
Well, quite simple, and it's good to get an opportunity to get back in just to explain it a little bit. We had a situation in Donegal not that many years ago whereby we had a minor player who also got to the latter stages of the All-Ireland Minor Championship, played in the under-21 county team, played in the All-Ireland inter-county Donegal team who reached the All-Ireland final, and was also expected to play football with his own vocational school, with his own club minor team, under-21 and senior team. And that is just a club that only, or a county that only really has football. And if we look at a situation as transpired this year in Tipperary, where you could have quadrupled or doubled the amount of football and hurling activity that would have been taking place. So what this rule actually means is that if you're playing under 17 inter-county football, you will still play your under 18 minor championship with the club. But if you are good enough then to play under 21 for the county, you're not permitted to play under 17. So you'll either play minor or under 21, and if you're good enough then to play senior, you can play senior and under 21, but you can't play all three grades. And what it actually does is that it makes the minor championship less abrasive, and allows kids, because of course if they're under 17, it allows them
more time with their clubs. It also allows them, and whilst the players may see it as a very welcome distraction for the Leaving Cert, you can believe me when the parents say that they don't see it as a very welcome distraction for the Leaving Cert. And it's not going to solve all of the cases of kids doing Leaving Cert. Manus is 100% right. The Leaving Cert is there for 30 years. But the game has become and got so elite in the last number of years that if the GAA don't take some action, it will be too late and we'll be passed out by other sports, because there's so much expected of our young athletes now. And this is only one step. And we'll see how it pans out. It may not be a good step, but it was a step that was decided by Donegal, was one that we were happy to partake in to see how it would work out and to see would it offer a positive benefit to the improvement of the games and also to the development of our squads. Now, it may, as Manus also pointed out earlier on, it does mean possibly that young players are starting to play elite football earlier in their careers. So there's that danger in as well. But some action, as it was going, it was getting dangerously elite and dangerously overtraining and burnout. So this is a step that we took with regard to all of that to see will it be better.
Anyway, just 23 minutes gone in the North West Under 21 final, which is final which is on tonight. Donegal are playing Sligo in that. Of course, remember Sligo taking the place of Mayo. Mayo and Donegal. Actually, this is a bit bizarre enough situation. It's in the inaugural competition. Mayo and Donegal, or Donegal and Mayo won, drew a couple of weeks ago down in Sligo, but it's Mayo didn't want to partake in it any further because the pending Under 21 championship. Maybe somebody's worried about player burnout, but I can tell you the final is on tonight. It's on down in Ballyhonus, and Donegal lead by 8 points to 2. That's a text from Edward Malloy there, who was at that game. Anyway, Noel, I know no time is pressing, but
the mark is the one issue, I suppose, that has grabbed the most headlines. And well, the mark is in the true sense of the word of a mark, as we knew it from the past and we know it in other codes, it's not maybe the same, but it's basically just for kickouts and the ball won between the 245s cleanly in the air, or I'm not sure if it has to be cleanly in the air or maybe on his chest or a player's chest or whatever. But what do you make of it?
I don't agree with it whatsoever, Tom. 2 points I'll make. One, I spent last Friday night in the company of Anthony Toole, who was played quite...
You were in good company.
Yeah, and at the Macquarie Cup, and we had a great chat about it. And he's very, very anti it at all. He can't see how it's going to benefit or improve the skill level of the game. And we talked about all the congestion issues and all about the fact that referees, and this is, takes me back to the black card scenario, referees already have a serious amount of things to look after. And I think they just overburden them again with an unnecessary alteration to the game. Look, I think there are many other things that we could be looking at, and not necessarily the mark. I don't see how, really, as I say, I don't see how it's going to benefit. I don't see where the players are going to have increased skill levels as a result of it. And the other thing is this, you know, there's a belief that those halcyon days of our youth, Tom, we used to think that the summer holidays were always much longer and the weather was much better and so on when we were younger, and possibly football was
better. And wasn't it?
Not at all. Absolute nonsense. And this idea that it was a great, the Gaelic football used to be about high fielding and long kicking, absolute nonsense of the highest order. That is not the case. There's still plenty of good high fielding out there. But people should give credit to defenders who can tackle and who can block and who can challenge and who can use their physique to compete for the ball. And this idea that you're giving some guy who's a great catcher, why not bring 3 or 4 big basketball players on and we'll throw them into the middle of the field, kick the ball to them, they'll hand it over and away we'll go. It's absolute nonsense. I don't see how it's going to benefit the game at all. It's certainly not going to speed it up.
Noel, we've got to leave it there. My apologies to Manus Boyle. We'll have to get you back maybe to get your views on the mark in the coming weeks. My thanks also to Seamus O'Donnell, who joined us tonight, to Jimmy Stafford and Sound, Gugian Shockton, Huggin, Slán agus Bannock.